You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Nasser Chadli to score and West Brom to win was 14-5, now 4-1. Odi Ighalo to score and Watford to win was 11-2. That's been enhanced to 7-1. Derek, as you've made mention of on this podcast and off-air as well, Watford, one of the most difficult teams to predict this season, but they didn't look good at home against Stoke on Sunday. And even though they've won two of their last five, those wins came at home against Hull and Leicester, who we've spoken about on the podcast. Hull, one of the worst sides in the Premier League, and Leicester haven't been interested so far this season. I must admit, I'm pretty keen on West Brom here at 6-5. What do you think, Derek?
Oh, God. Well, you see, Watford are probably the worst team to get a handle on. I think the second worst team are West Brom. this fixture is just... KB Dragons, it should be, you know, there should be a sign.
It is painful, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I mean, if I had to have a bet on this match to save my life, I still wouldn't bet on it. Give you an idea of my life, that, doesn't it? I have not got a clue about this fixture. I can't bring myself to back West Brom at 6-5. I really can't. I think they're not a team I'm going to trust at short prices. You know, I haven't tipped a draw in any of the games this weekend, and there's surely got to be at least one of them. Why not this one? I'll go for the draw.
Tom?
Well, Watford have got a lot of injuries. I still can't believe these two sides are where they are in the table, because it's maybe a handful of decent results I can probably think of from both teams, and they are where they are. It probably says a lot about the teams that are below them in the table. I mean, if you'd have said, I mean, you know, I don't look at the league table very often, but if you'd have said to me that both these sides were above Southampton in the table going into this weekend's games, there's absolutely no way I'd have believed you. But it's from a goals point of view, I mean, look, both the West Broms, you know, at home, they've had a 4-0 defeat against Man City, a 4-0 victory against Burnley. All of a sudden, this West Brom side this season, goals have been the order of the day for them in their matches. But Watford, you know, their two strikers still aren't scoring. They're relying on, you know, midfielders and other players to kind of chip in with the goals. And I just can't get a handle on Watford. I don't trust either of these sides. I really don't. And Watford away from home, I particularly don't. I would probably side slightly with West Brom, but I think the draw is more appealing. So I've got to agree with Derek at 11-5. That's where I'd go.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.